Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
What's going on? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well. I know most of you guys are who have kids or teachers, educators. You are spending that time getting acclimated to being back in the classroom. Some of you guys, at least up here, some of you guys, you have already been in school for a few weeks. God bless you and everything that you're doing, and especially during this time and going back to school and in the classroom and everything. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Tonight, I'm going to talk about becoming living sacrifices for God, becoming living sacrifices for God. This is not one of those feel-good messages because there's going to be a lot of ouches and oohs and all those different things. But, you know, as one of my aunts, my spiritual aunts and good friends, she's like an aunt, was saying, the word of God is the word of God. And, you know, it is what it is, and it says what it says. So tonight, I'm going to be talking about becoming living sacrifices for God. You know, one of the things about it is that, first of all, I pray that the Lord will bless this time with you guys, for those of you who are able to come out. If you aren't able to come out, hopefully you can catch this out. You can catch this either on Blog Talk Radio, or you can catch this at another time. You know, this will be on my page and as well as on Blog Talk Radio. So I just wanted to, you know, just have this conversation, becoming living sacrifices with God. When we say living sacrifice, when you think about the word sacrifice, you're thinking, I don't know about you, but I'm thinking, oh, man, something that you have to give up. Becoming living sacrifices, then you put the word living in front of it. Sacrifice, giving up something, living sacrifices. For God. So becoming living sacrifices. It's not just a one-time thing. It's a way of thinking. It's a way of living. You know, becoming living sacrifices for God. And, you know, like I said, it sounds nice on paper, but another thing when you're faced with having to make some decisions, am I going to become a living sacrifice for God or, you know, exactly what am I going to do? You know, so I just hope you will be encouraged by tonight's message. You guys know how it is. You know, I talk, I share, and as I'm talking and as I'm sharing, you know, feel free to come in, feel free to say your point and share your viewpoint. And one of the things about it is that I respect everyone's opinion, and whether I agree with it or what I don't, you know. So it's not a time bashing. Hopefully, it's a time of encouragement and encouraging one another. So that's what this hour together is all about. So those who come through, say hey, say something. What's going on? Say something. So tonight I'm coming to you from Romans chapter 12, verses 1-2. So tonight's topic is, and I do wear my glasses, but with that little old thing right there, that light, I don't want you guys to see that all night. The OG Christ in my eyeball. But tonight's topic is becoming living sacrifices for God. I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Pray my strength in the Lord. I had a great time just relaxing. What's going on? Dr. T is in the house. I see one of my spiritual aunties is in the house. What's going on, spiritual auntie? What's going on? You know, I hope you guys are doing well. So good to see you guys. So good to see you guys. I'm waving, sending some waves out to some old friends, good friends. What's up, DeLeo? What's going on, Auntie Sheila? So tonight I'm talking about coming living sacrifices for God. You know, I don't know about you, when you say sacrifice, like, oh, what am I going to have to give up? But guess what? If we are living in Christ, and we're seeking to do God's will, and if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you believe in God, and you believe the message of love, hope, redemption, the ultimate sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross for our sins, for us, so we can have a relationship with God, then, you know, living a lifestyle of sacrifice is something that we do to make sure that we are pleasing God, make sure that we are keeping our flesh under subjection. You know, and, you know, so that's what we're talking about tonight, becoming living sacrifice for God. I open up my Bible, it's like, boom, there it is. And, like, God's like, you know, that's what you're going to talk about tonight. And I was like, oh, you know, but this is true. Becoming living sacrifices for God. Good evening, doing well. I'm glad you're doing well, Auntie Sheila. Auntie Sheila's in the house. What's going on, Roberto? Roberto's in the house. He's still in the house. Romans chapter 12 verses 1 to 2. It says, therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. You know, hey, Lord, I bless you reading of his word. Again, that's Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. I'm going to write that in here. Romans 12, verses 1 to 2. And you know, guys, you know, it's amazing when you think about the word sacrifice, you're by thinking, oh, I don't know if I'm going to like that. But here Paul is saying, look, brothers, you know, we could probably include sisters. In other words, people, I urge you in view of God's mercy to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Yeah, I didn't even read that, Auntie Sheila. Yeah, I was about to reread that again anyway. What's going on, Oscar? What's going on, Deshaun? You know, so tonight, guys, we're talking about becoming living sacrifices for God. You know, first point, my question for you is, what, in your own opinion, what do you think is a living sacrifice? I know sometimes you think about sacrifices in the Bible where killed the fatted lamb and they offered, you know, there's the whole altar and the sacrifice. But it's talking about living sacrifice. You know, so what do you think is a living sacrifice? You know, I look at it I look at the word sacrifice like an offering, giving up something that is important to you. Sacrifice. If it's not important, then if it doesn't mean anything, it's not really a sacrifice, is it? A sacrifice is something that is very, very important to you that you're willing to give up someone or to something. A sacrifice. The sacrifice is like an offering. They say it's kind of living sacrifices, living. So this gift that you're giving up, this something that is very, very important to you, is not something that's dead, it's something that's living. It's living. You know, and what's going on, because we're talking about becoming living sacrifices for God. Giving up my will, Anshila says this, giving up my will, my way to do whatever God tells me to do, his will over my will. Ooh, that cuts. So deep, doesn't it, guys? We talk about what Auntie Sheila says right here, his will over my will. Woo! You're like, God, I want to do this. But his will over my will. You know, I don't know about you guys. This is like one of those messages like, Lord, you want me to talk about this tonight? But guess what? Sometimes, guys, guess what? Sometimes we have to be willing. We have to be willing to do this thing as Paul is saying. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, in view of his mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And this living sacrifice is not just a one-time thing. It's not just saying, okay, I'm a living sacrifice for you, God. It's living, get your point, and say, you know, your will over my will. And sometimes it's a struggle. And sometimes, guys, the flesh wins. It should not be that way. But sometimes we give it to the flesh. Sometimes we do things that we should not do. But scripture says, present yourself as living sacrifice. So when you get to that point, you say, when you get to that point, when we get to that point where we say, his will over my will, whew, then you begin to feel that sacrifice. You begin to feel that stinks. Your body might, your flesh might say, I want to do this. And God might be telling you no. But I can tell you this, guys. I have, you know, God gives us free will. He gives us free will for us to offer ourselves to him as living sacrifices. He gives us free will to say, I want you to choose my will over your will. He gives us that free will. He gives us free choice. He gives us that thing for us. And sometimes, you know, it is a struggle. Sometimes it is a struggle. But you know what, guys, you know, we have to get to that point where we're saying, barely, not my will, but your will be done in my life, Lord. Not my will. I love what you said. I'm right here, Shirley, Arthur Sheila. Giving up of my will, my way to do whatever God tells me to do, his will over my will. If it's not important to you, then it's not a sacrifice. But here he's saying, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, in view of his mercy, in view of him not giving us the punishment that we deserve, in view of him not giving us the things that we really deserve, but giving us mercy, in view of God's mercy, I urge you, in view of his mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. So not just living sacrifices, talking about a way of life, your sacrifice to God, but not just any kind of sacrifice, but to offer your what? Bodies as living sacrifices. Now, you know, this is when it comes, ouch. Your bodies as living sacrifices. You know, have I made mistakes? Yes. Have you made mistakes? Listen, as long as we're in these bodies, we're going to make mistakes. But he said, living, getting to a point where we live a lifestyle of sacrifice and offering our bodies as living sacrifice. Offer yourself to God. You know, this is not one of those, ooh, this is a fun message. This is a message to really make us think, you know, are we offering not just anything, not just our will, give up our will. What's up, Mr. G? A way to do whatever God tells us to do, his will over our will. But when it comes to our body, saying, you know, his will over my will. Offer yourself to God. You know, and why should we? Because our bodies are living sacrifices. I mean, our bodies are the temples of God. You know, I'm sorry, I'm getting text messages. Our bodies are temples of God, you know? And, you know, and the biggest thing is this. You know, here he is. You know, this is the word of God. You know, I'm not making this up. I'm not saying this. It says right here in chapter 12, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. That's verse 1. Offer yourself to God. Now, get to the point where we have to learn to be willing to say, you know what? I'm going to focus on you, God. You know, our bodies are the temple. Our body is the temple of God. You know, and offer your body as a living sacrifice. It's kind of like, you know, like Cain and Abel. You remember Cain and Abel? Cain offered God what he wanted. Abel offered God what God wanted. Cain was jealous of Abel. You know, sometimes we offer other things, but the Word of God can offer your bodies as living sacrifices. You know, have we lost touch with that as a church? As a church, have we lost, as a body of Christ, have we lost touch with that? Because a different thing when we talk about, you know, offering your bodies as living sacrifices. What do we put into our bodies? What are we doing with our bodies? It says, offer your bodies as living sacrifices. You know, and you know, it says this, holy and pleasing to God, this is your spiritual act of worship. So tonight we're talking about becoming living sacrifices for God. It's not like a one-time thing. It's a daily, it's a way of thinking. It's a way of life. What are you doing with your body? What are you doing in your body? Offering your body. And that body includes everything that's within your body, right? Your mind, your heart, thing, your hands, everything. Offering your body, yourself to God as living sacrifice. You know, again, sacrifice is something that's very, very important to you. If it's not important, then it's not a sacrifice. It's not something that is that takes you to, you know, it's different. You know, you guys get what I'm trying to say, right? If it doesn't mean anything to you, then it's not really, really a sacrifice. It says offer your body as living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. So, you know, listen, offer your body as holy and pleasing to God. And, you know, I just saw that guy give me called Consecrated for You. And consecrated means to be set apart. So are we perfect in these bodies? No. Is there a war? Yes. The flesh against the spirit, the spirit against the flesh. There is a war. But Paul's saying, look, offer your bodies living sacrifice. Set apart holy and pleasing to God. Holy, set apart, pleasing to God. So what happens, guys, if we get to the point where we say, you know what, Lord, let's look and see, let's examine the things that we do in our bodies. Let's examine the things we put into our bodies. Let's examine the things that we do in these bodies. Because we've got to give an account for things. And sometimes, guys, you know, we make mistakes, right? But you pray, you repent, get it right, Lord. Please, if you can use anyone, Lord, you can use me. Here I am, Lord. Please forgive me. Here's my body. Use me. Use every part of me for your glory. Now, what happens when we get to that point? Because sometimes we're thinking, it's what I want, what I want. And someone had asked me, you know, are you doing what God wants you to do, or are you doing what your flesh wants you to do? Are we going to places where we want to go, or are we going to places where God wants us to go? Are we doing the things that we want to do, or are we doing the things that God wants us to do? Is it his will over our will, or is it our will over his will? You know, sometimes some of us are just operating in our will. You know, I want this. I want that. Lord, I want you to do this in my life. But we're not offering our bodies as living sacrifices. Our bodies. Your bodies include your hands. It includes every part of you, right? Are we offering ourselves to God? Then, Lord, if you can use anyone, you can use me. One of the things I've learned about, one of the things I've experienced in my life is when I get to this point where I say, you know what, Lord, use every part of me. And as you begin to, God begins to close some doors. I was talking with a friend of mine the other day. And as God begins to close doors, and we're like, Lord, how come that friendship or is ended? How come X, Y, and Z? And sometimes God is cutting some things. He's cutting some things. He's closing some doors so that we can have our attention, so that we can pay attention to what he is doing in our lives, what he's trying to teach us, what he's trying to show us. You know, Oscar says, without his will, we are nothing, just flesh and bones. Flesh and bones. That's right. That's right, Oscar. Without his will, we are nothing. So this goes with everything like where we go, what we're doing, all the things we're doing to our bodies, in our bodies, all those different things, offering ourselves living sacrifices. That means like, and I'm using what my Auntie Sheila says, his will over my will. His will over my will. you know, are we doing that? Are we doing that? And it's easier said than done, right? It is so much easier to say said than done as far as saying becoming living sacrifices for God. I'm becoming a living sacrifice for you. But I'm going to go over here and do this. I'm going to talk about my neighbor over here. Remember, that's cheek and tongue, right? What we say out of our mouths. What are we doing? What are we speaking? Are we edifying each other? Are we tearing each other down? Are we giving God glory? Are we praising God, but then we're talking about God and we're angry with God because how this X, Y, Z is happening. A lot is happening. But even with that, we still got to take these words that Paul had written in Romans 12:1-2 and apply it to our lives. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. So in giving yourself to God spiritually, your spiritual act of worship is presenting your body to him, presenting your body as a living sacrifice. And I think sometimes we forget about that. You know, sometimes it's so easy to fall back into the old way of thinking. Sometimes, you know, we just have to get to that point where we're saying, you know, his will over my will. And it's not an easy thing. It's not an easy thing. But guess what? His strength is perfect. And guess what? God can bring us through the things that we go through. And the thing about it is this. Something happens when we give ourselves and say, Lord, you can use me. You can use my body. You can use my mind. You can use my thoughts. You can use my hands, my feet, my mouth. You know, what I do, where I walk, where I go, where I sit, you use me for your glory. Presenting myself as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. And Paul says, this is your spiritual act of worship. So when you go to church, when you come before God, and you come, you're worshiping God with your brother, your sister in faith, that you're offering yourself. It's your spiritual act of worship. Your spiritual act of worship. Some of us like to sing. We love to sing praise worship songs. We love to sing gospel songs. We love to dance. We love music. We love to paint. We love to use the art to glorify God. And if that's you, you know, that's great. It says this is your spiritual act of worship, presenting your body to God, presenting your body to God. Everything you do, everything you say, everywhere you go, presenting yourself to God daily. It's about daily saying, not my will, not my will, but your will be done. You know, living sacrifices. How many of us are looking at ourselves and what we do and where we go as ambassadors for Christ, saying, becoming living sacrifices for God? Here I am. A living sacrifice for God. I might not want to give the word tonight, but it's like I've given you this word and you've got to share. Not my will, but your will be done. Becoming living sacrifices for God. You know, guys are coming in. Hey, good night. Good night. Good evening. I hope you guys are doing well. We're talking about tonight becoming living sacrifices. God, we're coming out of Romans chapter 12, verses 1 to 2. My first point tonight was, what is a living sacrifice? Second point, offer yourself to God. You know, it's a spiritual act of worship. Spiritual act of worship. That means we should daily be saying, not my will, but your will be done. Use me, Lord. Use me, Lord. Here I am, Lord. If you can use anyone, you can use me. Guys, you know, what does life mean to you? Because we're in this season. I'm telling you guys this. Please pray for my family. I ask you guys to pray for my cousins. They lost their mother, my aunt, like a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And I went to a funeral last week. Not this past weekend, the week before last. And then my cousins, husband passed away. Same family. Their family lost a mother and aunt, and just recently lost an uncle, a husband, a father. You know, so guys, people are leaving. If you have Jesus, if you know Jesus for yourself and you know God for yourself, there's nothing to fear. But for us right here, right now, let us get it right. And sometimes, guys, it's not about words that tickle your ears or give you goosebumps. It's about saying, this is what the Word of God says. You know, tonight we're talking about becoming living sacrifices for God. And again, is it easy? It's not easy, but guess what? It's worth it. Guess what? It is worth it. It's worth it. You know, I want to hear him say, well done. What's going on, Eric? I'm praying for you, man. Praying for you, brother. Got you feeling better. You know, so what is a living sacrifice? Offer yourself to God. A spiritual act of worship. It's like giving tithes and offerings. It's like giving. Just like, you know, presenting the things that our gifts to God. Presenting yourself. Your body. What you do with your body. Where you go in your body. How you use your body. Offering it to God for him to use you. You know, and the thing about it says this, do not conform any longer. This is Romans 12:2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. See, sometimes, guys, we have to change our mindset. He says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. They do this in the world. Well, what about thinking about God? What about thinking about Christ? How would God act in this? What would he say? Are we sound like the world? Are we acting like the world? Change your mindset. You see, this walk is about changing your mindset daily to become more like Christ. What would God say about this? What would Christ, what would Jesus do? You remember that WWWJD? What would Jesus do? Something to make us think, how, if we say we love him, we serve him, how would he act in this situation? What we say or do please God? So we have to think about this. We have to change the way we see life, the way we do things. So the prayer really is like, Lord, help me to see life through your eyes. Help me to see what I'm experiencing through the eyes of love. Change your mindset. Are we allowing the Word of God to change our mindset? Are we allowing our time in the presence and God's presence to change our mindsets? Or are we going about this thing doing it as the world would do it? How about, Lord, how would you have me do it? What about saying, Lord, about praying and saying, Lord, help me. Help me so I can respond the way you want me to respond. I can do the things you've called me to do. Help me not to be like the world, but help me to be more like Christ. That means that I might have to change the way I do things. It might mean that I have to change the way I run my business. It might mean that I might change the way I interact with people. You know, tonight I'm talking about becoming living sacrifices for God. Hey, Timothy. Hey, Greg. I got my mom on. Hey, Mom. Oscar. So we're talking about becoming living sacrifices for God. Do not conform to the pattern of this world. In other words, you got to change things up. And sometimes we become saved and we're like, Lord, you can use me, but I'm going to react to this situation the way I would normally react. No. You know, we're talking about, you know, verse 1. You have to put the verses together, right? Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Let's stop right there. Do not conform any longer. That means let's not stop operating as the world would operate. Let's operate the way God would have us to operate. Let's use our bodies the way God would have us use our bodies. Whether we're speaking life, whether we're helping someone, whatever it is you're doing, offering your body as a living sacrifice. And that body includes everything. It includes your mouth, lips, teeth, and tongue, your hands, your feet. How are you using your hands? How are you using your feet? A sacrifice for God. Are you hitting someone or are you loving somebody? Are you spreading love or are you spreading hate? How are you using your body as a living sacrifice for God? Facial expressions, yeah. Facial expressions speak more. There are some people I know, they don't have to speak a word. They can give you looks. You already know. They can say everything you read, everything in the face. You know, so we got to think about all those different things. Use your body as a living sacrifice for God. And changing your mindset is important. Because sometimes we're wanting the Lord to use us, but we're still operating like the world. Now, I'm going to tell you this, guys. Sometimes God does require tough love. You know, there has to be some kind of order. You know, so, but listen to this. It says, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. So get to that point where you're saying, Lord, how would you want me to react in this situation? Sometimes I know some people, they might take a little break. They might not respond right there on the spot. They might take a break and say, let me come back to this and let me deal with this once I've calmed down, once I've prayed. But it says, do not conform to the pattern of this world. So how are you acting? How are you responding? It says, do not conform. In other words, be willing to change. Be willing to be different. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. That means, remember, we've already been patterned as the way the world responds. But it says, do not conform any longer. That means you got to stop. You got to change some things. And when you change the things, people who know you will be able to see, oh, you're doing something different. Normally, you would have done X, Y, and Z. But, you know, be willing to be the change. Ooh, I love that. I love that, Aunt Sheila. Go ahead. Yeah, I'm bringing Aunt Sheila on soon, y'all. Be willing to be the change. And are you willing to be that change? Sometimes, guys, we're looking for other people. And God's looking right at us. Are you willing to be the change? Are you willing to be that difference, that person that makes the difference that God can use? No, I'm not going to respond the way the world would respond. I'm going to respond the way Christ would have me to respond. No, Ben, Abel's up, Ben. Ben says, it's funny. Today when I was praying, and said to God, use me for your need today. Glory to God, my brother Ben. Listen, you know you're in the right place when the different things are going on in your life and you come on and the conversation is exactly everything you've been praying about. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Whew. Thank you for sharing that, Ben. Thank you. And sometimes, guys, God's going to cut some things off. Sometimes God is going to cut some relationships off. Sometimes he's going to close some doors that cannot be opened, and he will open some doors that cannot be closed. You know, and that whole thing about changing your mindset, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Sometimes, God, that first part, sometimes, guys, we need that help. And sometimes God will give us that extra help. It's still our decision, but God will sometimes use persons, places, and things to help us to look to him. You say, you know, have you ever got to that point, or are you at that point where you said, where you're saying, I'm tired of the same old, same old. I want to experience God. I want to experience life. I want to experience my creator. I want to experience what people are seeing in their songs. I want to experience Christ in a more powerful, in a realistic way. Are you guys at that point? Some of you guys at that point? No, I don't just want to live to exist. I don't want to just exist and then die. If I want to do what God has called me to do. You know, I'll read some of these things. My cousin says this, sacrifice can be a challenge, but compared to God's blessings, it is really a very small goal. Yeah, it really is. God will even help you achieve your sacrifice to show your love to him. Amen. Thank you, cousin. Yes. And someone will say, look at the bigger picture. Don't look at it and say, I want to do what that person is doing. But look at the bigger picture. Lord, what are you teaching me in this season? It might not make sense today, but maybe next week, maybe tomorrow, maybe next week, maybe in a month or a year, you're going to understand, oh, that's why I was going through this. You know? Yes, Ben, yes, Austin. What's up, Greg? My brother Greg says this. Let me read it. I read a tremendous story today about Joni Erickson Tada, the quadriplegic for over 50 years, when she broke her neck and kept asking why. A great friend told her, sometimes God allows what he hates to accomplish what he loves. Jesus is obviously the greatest example, but consider Joseph, Job, and so many others. Am I willing to suffer without complaining, to be used for the way he wants to use me for his purpose? And that's a deep one right there. That's a deep one right there, Greg. Thank you for sharing that, bro. Pastor Donnell. What's up, Pastor Donnell? He says, when the pain of change exceeds the pain it takes to change, then we will change. Woo! Oh, right. Let me read that again. This Pastor Donnell. When the pain of change exceeds the pain it takes to change, then we will change. Whew! Yes. Yes, Oscar. Some powerful words tonight. Yes, Oscar. When the pain of change exceeds the pain it takes to change, then we will change. How many guys are, Ben, this deep. How many, mic drop. yes, mom, wow. Yes. Woo. How many guys are at that point? How many guys are at that point right now? Whereas Pastor Donnell Peterson, where he says, when the pain of change exceeds the pain it takes to change, then we will change. Sometimes, guys, that changing can be painful. But when that pain is far greater than the pain it takes to change, that process, then we will change. How many of us are at that point right now where we're saying, Lord, I want you to use me. I want to do what you called me to do. I want to say yes. My body is warring against the spirit. But Lord, I'm going to do like Paul is saying right here. I want to do what Paul is saying right here. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. It's not a one-time thing. It's a daily way of living, a daily way of life, a daily way of dying to yourself and saying yes, as Andre Schiller said earlier, his will over my will. Daily. This is a spiritual act of worship. God wants us to offer our complete self to him, our complete self to him. 100%. Now, what would happen if we get to that point where we can say, Lord, here I am 100%. I'm 100% in this. I want to be used 100%. Glory to God. Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. And when that pain or change, when it starts to happen and doors begin to close, don't start saying, Lord, what's going on? What's going on? Don't start panicking. Just continue to focus on him and worship him, continuing, yes, because I surrender all. I surrender all. continue. Say, I surrender all. Here I am, Lord. Because things are changing. But the pain of change, when it exceeds the pain to change, then we will change. I love that. Whoo! Glory to God. Oh, man. You guys are, wow. I just love that. I don't know about you. I love that. Especially for those of us who do not necessarily like change. But I'm willing to say, here I am. Are you in this to win it? Are you in this to win it? Are you in this to say, Lord, you know, I might be going through something. My flesh might be fighting me all the way to the nail, but I'm going to trust you and believe that you can use even me. Don't let anyone tell you that God cannot use you. Do not let anyone tell you that you cannot become a living sacrifice for God. But with that also comes understanding that there's some things we have to give up if we want to be fully used by God the way God wants to use us. Sometimes we have to cut some friendships off. Sometimes we have to change our company. Sometimes we have to change the way we think. Is this person for me or is this person not for me? Is this relationship or friendship is in alignment with what God is trying to do in my life? We've got to change our mindset. It changed the way we talk, the way we act. Are we out here acting like complete fools? Or are we saying, you know what, Lord, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to be slow to anger. I'm not going to just pop off. You know, so sometimes we got to remind ourselves and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, staying committed to that process of change. It might hurt when I think about it. I'm tired of hurting. I'm not going to fear the process, so I'm going to go ahead and change. I'm going to stay committed to the change, becoming living sacrifices for God. No flesh, you are not going to win. God is going to win. God is going to win. You know, we're talking about becoming a living sacrifice for God. First point, what is a living sacrifice? We talk about that. Talk about offering ourselves to God. Talk about changing our mindset. Then fourth, staying committed to the process of change. Because when it comes hard, how many guys say, look, I am tired of this fire? And, you know, you've heard that story when people want to jump from the one frying pan to a worse fire. And they don't even realize it. I'm tired of this pain. Something happens if we say, I'm going to stay committed to this pain. I'm going to stay committed to this process. I'm going to still offer myself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And this is NIV version. You know, listen, guys, it might not be easy, like some of you guys are saying, and what cousin was saying, but it's worth it. It is worth it to say, Lord, I surrender all. Help me to get through this process. Help me to respond to the situation the way you would have me to respond to the situation. Lord, this situation is making me feel a certain way, but Lord, I'm going to trust you that you are going to get the glory out of this situation, out of my life. If you can use anyone, Lord, you can use me. So here I am, becoming living sacrifices for God. It's not about me. What's up, Brian? It's not about me. It's about God. It's not about what I want. It's about what does God want for my life. What does he want to use? How does he want to use me? How does he want to use you? How does he want to use your gifts? What's up, Byron? What's up, Daisy? Be transformed by what? By the renewing of your mind. That means, guys, you got to read the Word. You got to read the Word. Don't go through Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Don't go through that whole thing and just wait for Sunday. You've got to read the Word for yourself. You got to encourage yourself in the Word, in the Lord, daily. What are you listening to? What seeds are you allowing to be planted into your spirit? What are you reading? What are you listening to? Yeah, I will trust in the Lord. That's right, Brian. You guys make me want to pull out my keyboard and go to my keyboard and start playing. Don't start that. I will trust in the Lord. I surrender all. I will trust in the Lord. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Who's going to renew your mind? You. Who's going to go through the process? You. Hey, Timothy. Who's going to go through the process? You. For you. My mom can pray all day. But guess what? I have to pray for myself. Parents, you can't do it for your children. Children, you can't, you know, people, you can't do it for your loved ones. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You've got to renew your mind. Even if your friends don't renew their mind, you've got to renew your mind. Daily. Daily. You've got to renew your mind. Be transformed. You're changed. When you continue, what do you put into yourself? What are you putting into yourself? Like, let's take this. If you're putting junk food into your body, guess what? Your body's going to be full of junk. What's going to come out of your body? Junk. What happens when you put good food? When you get, what happens, spiritually, what happens when you put positive words into your spirit? When you put the word of God into your word, into your spirit, what happens? You change. Change will eventually happen. You water it. You plant that seed. You water that seed. You change. You become transformed by the renewing of your mind. Guys, we cannot go through this life living from Sunday to Sunday, reading the Word of God on Sunday, or reading the Word of God on Tuesday, or Monday. We've got to read this Word daily. And I say we. Yeah. You know, thank you. I'm gonna get to that in a minute. You know, Brother Greg wrote something down for you guys to check out when you guys get a chance. If you're feeling hopeless, just read that article. You know, listen to this. God will use you. God will use you if you allow him to use you. Instead of fighting the process, say, Lord, I'm going to stay committed to the process of change. I'm going to stay committed. It might be painful, but I'm going to stay committed because I want to become the person you called me to become. And listen, God will use what we've gone through to touch his people. He will use you to be a blessing for someone else. He will. You know, Psalm 119, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. That's Psalm 119, verse 11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You know, listen, let me tell you guys, you have to hide the word in your heart. Hide the word in your, hide the word in your heart. Keep that word on your lips, in your mouth, in your heart. Now, I love this right here. I have hidden my word in your heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. That's verse 12. Now, I wrote a song to this. I'm not going to sing it, but I did it to the King James Version. But thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. You know, God, you know, we have to hide that word in our heart. We have to dwell on the word of God. And then we have to also be willing to learn from each other. Stay committed to the process of change and then be willing to learn. Because guess what? Someone else might have gone through what you've gone through. If we will listen to what God is saying in his word, what he's doing in the relationships and how he's speaking to us in our relationships and the things that we are experiencing, and as we learn, now willing to learn from people who've gone through things. You know, Brother Greg Branks says this, I don't want to distract, but if you have been in the valley and it feels hopeless, read this. This week, Saint was asked if she regrets her accident that put her in a wheelchair 50 years ago. She said, no, I never would have been used by God in such a wonderful way had he not sat me down. Read the article. Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that, Greg. So you guys get a chance to check that article out. Listen, God will use you. Don't let anyone tell you that God cannot use you. I urge you, brothers. Now, guys, listen. This is my plan, church. This is real. People are leaving. And the thing about it is, do we know? Do you know where you're going to? Do you know? Becoming living sacrifices for God. Pray. Read the Bible daily. Be willing to learn from people. Be willing to learn from people who've gone through some things. And when you guys are really open to saying, you know what, let me pay attention, because guess what? You might feel that what you're going through is the worst thing in your life. I know I did when I was going through depression. I was ready. I was like, I'm ready. God, you can take me now. But God's like, I have a purpose for you. But I was ready. I was like, Lord, you can take me now. All my loved ones are gone. My grandparents are gone. My aunts, my cousins. I am ready. When I'm going through things so big and so strong. But you know what, guys? When we sit back, we realize that God was working it out all along for our good. Then we realize that what we're going through might not be as bad as we think it is. Because someone else over here has gone through something that was worse than what we're going through. Are we willing to change? Are we willing to become living sacrifices for God? You know, listen to this. Your sacrifice to God will bless you and bring you even closer to God and his will for your life. Because it goes on to say in the second half of verse 2 of Romans chapter 12, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Something happens, guys, when you allow yourself to go through the process. Something happens. It's like you're becoming even closer to God, where you can stand in a place where you can hear God clearer, where you can hear God clearer in your life, where you can hear him and be used even more fully. Something happens when you say, you know, little God, here I am. If you can use anyone, you can use me. Brother Greg says this, when the enemy tempted Jesus, he used scripture. We must know his word so we can test the spirit. That's right. The enemy won't tell bold, blatant lies. He wraps his small deception in a blanket. Okay, let me go back to that. In a blanket of truth. He wraps his small deception in a blanket of truth to get us off the path. Media is full of lies. Pastors, when they go astray, may lead us away. We must seek God, and we only know him if we study him and talk to him. Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing that. So true, Greg. That's so true. You've got to know the word of God for yourself. We've got to know the word of God for ourselves. When you're fully committed, you're saying, Lord, here I am. You spend time with his word. You spend time in prayer. You spend time listening to the Holy Spirit talk to you. You can hear and make sure you're in a place where you are open to doing what he's called you to do, where you know this is the Lord speaking to me, where you know, okay, this is the Lord speaking to me. When you get to that point, Archbishop, because when you get to that point, you can hear God clearer because you have that relationship with him. When the enemy comes in, he will raise up the standard against the enemy. The Lord will raise up a standard against the enemy when the enemy comes against you like a flood. And when you say, here I am, Lord, you are allowing yourself to be more in alignment with God, with what God wants for you. Becoming living sacrifices for God. Know the word of God for yourself. Have that relationship with God. If you've fallen off the way, today is your day for your breakthrough. Today, right now, you can say, Lord, I want to be used. I believe that you can use me for your glory. So, Lord, here I am. Show me my heart. Change my heart. I surrender all. Guys, listen. This is an important season that we're in. We are not promised tomorrow. But today, where's your heart? Today, are you willing to become a living sacrifice for God? And it's a process, guys. So one thing I don't say I'm perfect, because I'm not perfect. But I'm willing. Lord, if you can use anyone, you can use me. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. And today is your day. Today is your day. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not promised the next second. But how do we want to live the rest of our lives? And so God bless you guys. Be encouraged. Be encouraged and know that God loves you. I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Holy and pleasing to God, this is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Spend that time with God so you can know for yourself about God's will, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Yes. Have thine own way, Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will while I am waiting, yielded, and still. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. God bless you guys. Bless you too, cousin. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you guys for coming through tonight. Yes, and this is what my cousin wrote. Let's allow God to use each of us in an anointing, mighty way until we meet again and beyond. Night. God bless you. God bless you guys for coming through tonight. Thank you, Ben. Thank you. Praise God, Oscar. Thank you, Greg. Thank you. Thank you guys for coming through. Pastor Jesus of Timothy. Love my mom. Thank you. Thank you, Timothy, for staying through. Honey Sheila, thank you. Minister G, appreciate you. And those who come through, I didn't catch you. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys. Thank you. Praise God. And my prayer, guys, is this, that God will bless each and every one of us, that we will get to that point where we are saying, here I am, Lord. Let's become living sacrifices that God can use us. And again, develop your relationship with the Lord. Develop your relationship with God. If you've fallen along the way, today you can say, Lord, please come into my heart. Please forgive me for my sins. Jesus, come into my heart. I believe that you gave your life for me, Jesus. I believe you rose again in 3 days. Come, Lord, and save in my heart and my life. And then find a Bible-believing church, congregation you can commune and fellowship with. Guys, today is the day of your breakthrough. Become living sacrifice for God. Let that be our main thing in this season. Thank you, Mom. God bless you. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, and God is using you right now, Mom. You're a living testimony of strength, and I pray God will continue to bless you. God bless you guys. I pray right now that God will order your steps, and that we will allow God to order our steps. My prayer is that we will allow this word that has been spoken and the messages that have been shared to really prick our hearts and change our minds and encourage us to become the men and women God has called us to become. I pray that we will depend on God and lean on him. And guys, it might become rough, but go back to that word that Pastor Donnell said earlier. When the pain of change exceeds the pain it takes to change, then we will change. So my prayer is that we will be willing to stay committed to the change. It might be rough, but in the end, it will be all worth it. Continue to let your light shine. God bless you. Be encouraged. I'm praying for you. Please pray for me. Please pray for my ministry, Fire Heart Ministries. And guys, it's about changing one life. One time at another time. Time at a time. One person at a time. Changing lives. Let's encourage one each other. Let's continue to encourage one another. Let's continue to stay committed to the change. God bless you. Be encouraged in your walk and in your faith. Please share this on your pages and say God bless you. Have a good night. I look forward to seeing you this Thursday from 9 to 10. God bless you.